You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The La Crosse mayoral primary is coming up on Tuesday with four candidates running for mayor: Chris Kahlo, Vicky Markison, Ellie McLoon, and Shondell Washington Spivey. Markison, who narrowly lost in her 2021 bid for mayor, said she counts homelessness, housing, and the city administrator position among her top issues for the city. She said in addition to supporting the Pathways Home Plan, she believes the city needs to invest in multiple types of housing after years of focusing on large rentals to attract young families.
We have a tremendous opportunity for first-time homeownership. Those new homeowners can come in, they can develop those properties, which we all want, and it'll revitalize our neighborhoods, it'll help our schools. And so we need to be working on the full circle, full spectrum of housing.
We'll preview each mayoral candidate as well as the school board primary this week. The spring primary is on Tuesday, February 18th. To see your voter registration status, where to vote, or what's on your ballot, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. Gas prices are starting to increase across Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices are up 4.3 cents from last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 11.9 cents higher than last month, but 16 cents lower than this time last year. Prices across Wisconsin range from $2.83 to $3.09 today. Crude oil inventories are below the five-year average for this time of year, but domestic crude oil production rose to 13.478 million barrels per day. Gasoline inventories increased slightly in the Midwest, which could cause prices to possibly come down slightly. Overall, gas inventories are slightly above the five-year average for this time of year.
In La Crosse, gas prices had been holding steady for nearly a month at $2.95 per gallon, but as of yesterday, prices began moving up with the statewide average to just under $3 per gallon. Wisconsin's Supreme Court has ruled that the state's top election official can keep her job. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republicans have targeted Administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Megan Wolf, for years. The administrator doesn't create the rules. The Wisconsin Elections Commission does that. Wolf was not nominated for another term, but she wasn't fired either. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission has the power to do both of those things. Republicans tried to fire her themselves in 2023 over false claims of election fraud in the 2020 presidential election. They took the case to Dane County Court, and when that judge didn't rule in their favor, they appealed to the state Supreme Court. Now, it's really technical. The case involves state law, elections commission rules, and court precedent. But here's something we don't see too often. Our seven justices on the state Supreme Court were unanimous. They all agreed that Wolf can stay on the job. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wolf has served as Wisconsin's elections administrator since 2018. Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring, with five appearing on the February 18th primary ballot and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. February's referendums include Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose-Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. We'll have a few chances at snow this week, including tonight when the Cooley region should see a dusting before giving way to colder temperatures the next few days. The next chance of snow is Wednesday when we could get a couple inches of snow. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and LaCrosseEagle.com.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger, intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, in case you missed it, the 2025 NFL Honors took place Thursday night. Here are some winners from this past season. Joe Burrow for the Comeback Player of the Year. Jaden Daniels as the Rookie of the Year. Walter Payton, Man of the Year, Jaguars defensive end Eric Armstead, who established the Armstead Academics Project in 2019 to provide young students with positive spaces, tools, and academic support to unlock their potential. Pretty cool. NFL Offensive Player of the Year, Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. But for the MVP, Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen, who gave a wholesome MVP speech. Snoop Dogg made an appearance on the show with country singer Jelly Roll, who both came out in full gear. Snoop Dogg for the Steelers, and Jelly Roll for the Tennessee Titans. Snoop Dogg also had some comments on how he's been a football fan for a long time, and he remembers back when the Cowboys were good, and back when the Chiefs were bad, and before Bill Belichick's girlfriend wasn't even born yet. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severance star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hockham will be directed by Irish director Damian McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with a 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon he asked her if she was trying to remove that, and she said yes, and he said it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, "This is going in my diary," and Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are heading into a cold week, and we do have a little light snow on the way here late today into this evening. Clouds increasing today, 21 our high tonight. Some light snow this evening, a half inch, maybe an inch in spots. Our low tonight, 2 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 10. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 6.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.